So you're going to the UM game, huh?
Yeah.
Nice, dude.
But it's Miami, Ohio. Like, I don't give a shit. I'm probably not even going to stay the whole game.
Oh, they're playing. It's Miami versus Miami.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of a fun gimmick.
Yeah.
Is Miami of Ohio supposed to be any good this year?
No, fuck no.
No.
But UM isn't supposed to be very good this year either. So
it could be a good game.
FSU is supposed to be very good this year.
Yeah.
Obviously, Georgia is going to be very good. It's going to be mostly the same teams. College football is getting boring like that, dude.
The last time I remember being really excited for a college football championship was like Vince Young versus Reggie Bush. And the.
I mean, legitimately one of the best football experiences I've ever had in my life, because I was a Texas fan at the time. The greatest game I've ever seen.
The only other game that I can think of that was as good or better was the Rams-Chiefs shootout from a few years ago.
The Bills-Chiefs.
No, Rams-Chiefs. I'm talking Todd Gurley.
Oh, Holmes, yes. Year. I mean, dude, I thought that the Bills-Chiefs game was way better than that game, though.
I don't know.
Just because of, like, how it came, like, it just kept going back and forth. And it was, like, the stakes were so high. Like, it was...
The stakes were so high, and that's the only reason those other games trump it. But that Rams-Chiefs game was unreal. Such a wild shootout back and forth and back. Because it was nonstop. It was like the final score was like 56 to 52 or some shit.
Yeah, I think it was like 55, 52 or something like that.
Like, it didn't have as much drama at the end, obviously, because it wasn't a playoff game. But I remember the memes after that game were like, all right, the NFL has canceled the rest of the regular season. It's just going to be a 7-game series between the Rams and the Chiefs. And like, no one would have complained if they had done that. It would have been great. But yeah, that was the last college football game. You know, it was kind of a similar experience to like watching the Red Sox come back from down 3-0 to the Yankees.
Sure.
Baseball will never be that good again. That was the peak, the pinnacle of baseball. The curse. I didn't even watch the World Series. I was never a big baseball guy, but like for the few years leading up to that, I got super into the Red Sox-Yankees series, and it culminated with that. I was glued to the TV for every pitch, every single pitch. And I've never cared about baseball since then. It'll never be better than that. What's up, Vital? How you doing, man? Are you wearing suspenders?
Hey,
are you wearing like lederhosen? Or what's going on? What's your outfit there?
He's wearing waders, dude. He's a fucking nature man now.
Overalls. They're overalls.
They're overalls? Okay. You look like you're getting ready for Oktoberfest, man.
Which we have Oktoberfest here, actually.
I bet you do. I bet it's an amazing place to have Oktoberfest. It's cold. It's actually is delicious in cold weather. It sounds awesome. Doesn't he look like he's in Germany, though? Doesn't he look like he's about to
grow? Oh, yeah, dude. He looks just like Dirk Nowitzki's kids.
He looks like he's dressed to go dance with a big blonde braided girl with, what do they call those things? Steins? Giant steins?
Yeah, steins are the mugs, for sure. College sports, it feels like the last kind of like accessible sporting events, you know? Like you can get into the game for like 2-3 people for less than $100, you know what I mean? Like,
oh, no,
instead of like the Rams with like $150 parking and shit like that. Yeah, I feel like Atlanta, the city of Atlanta, kind of vibes that way. Like, Atlanta could be a lot more expensive if they wanted the whole city. Like, the vibe of Atlanta is kind of like that. Like, it's still kind of accessible.
Yes, that's one of the reasons they have one of the best fan bases, because he makes it accessible for his local resident fan base.
Listen, man, Jews, what can you say? We know what we're doing. You know, you give us control of a franchise.
I mean,
I don't like it that it's the Mercedes-Benz dome, but you know,
are they doing? Are they selling Hebrew Nationals? Like, is that their brand?
Oh, dude, that would be so funny. That would be amazing. I would love that.
I'm sure they are.
You know, they're not kosher, right? You know, the Hebrew National hot dogs are not kosher. It's just like a marketing. It's just like a branding thing.
They're delicious.
Is that legal?
They are.
Who gives a fuck? What are you gonna do?
You can't mark something kosher that's not kosher.
No. But it's not marked kosher. Like, it's not like they don't pretend to be kosher. It's just called Hebrew National. So people are like, it's kosher. I might be talking shit. Let me look that up before they are kosher. I misspoke. Let me ask your opinion on this. So I am vehemently against the rules of this league. So it's 10 people, but it's a super flex league, right? So you can have two quarterbacks, but they have position limits, right? So you can only have 4 running backs and 4 wide receivers on your roster.
In but a 10-team league?
I have 3 kickers on my team. I have 2 tight ends. Like, it's ridiculous. And I was talking to the
commissioner.
Chairman? What's the name?
Commissioner.
And he was like, yeah, we're trying to prevent people from, like, loading up their benches. And I'm like, That's fantasy football. What are you talking about?
Strategy, like, dude. Yeah. What are you talking about?
You got to fucking pick like vultures from a shitty waiver wire. Like,
I'm doing a 10 team league, but our receiver limit is like 7, I think. Right. Our like running backs
four
is
of each
5. Like, it might be 8 and 6. I don't know.
I have a very strong roster in that league, but of course I do. It's a fucking 10 team league.
It's like, a 10 team league. Yeah. That's not the point. How many quarterbacks are you allowed to have it being at Superflex? So you can play 2, but you're only allowed to have 2. That's so dumb. I've never heard of any.
Like, I was like furious. I was like, what the fuck? And they're like, oh, it puts too much emphasis on the draft. And I'm like, the draft is how you fucking win.
I mean,
like,
waiver wire is usually important.
Like, I had 1 year. I've won fantasy football, I think, 4 times. 1 year is a guy. I won it because of a guy that I got off the waiver wire, which was CJ Anderson. Like, when he was he fucking destroyed that year with the Broncos.
Yeah.
And like, but like, dude, fantasy football is won on Sunday night draft night.
Did you hear about the Jonathan Taylor shit?
That they denied his trip. Yeah, Fancy's got some opinions, dude.
Fancy, tell me about JT. So
Fancy, what do you think about Jonathan Taylor? This Jonathan Taylor situation. She's got a new collar, she's got a bow tie.
Okay. See this? Very fancy. Yeah, get him. Get him, girl.
Yeah, get me. Right.
Like, I love how she's like matching the Lions logo on our.
Yes.
He's starting the year off on PUP, which sucks for me because I drafted him in 1 league. But I'm playing against him 1 and 2 leagues, so I'll take it.
He's one of those guys that like you have to draft, right? Like in our league, I think he fell to round 4 or 5. Like he just sat on the board, and he's one of those guys like you're at that point in the draft, right? You're it's round 5, round 6. You've got a Jonathan Taylor on the board. Like, he by far has the most upside of anybody left. Like, you've got nothing to lose. Like, you keep him on the bench.
The first 4 weeks to lose now, man. They're still potentially going to trade him. Apparently, the Dolphins and Packers really wanted him.
The Colts wanted Jalen Waddle plus more. And the Dolphins were like, fuck you. We're not giving you fucking Jalen Waddle.
Yeah, no.
Jonathan Taylor. Like, last year was fucking terrible for him. It wasn't his fault. Like, the team sucked. They really decreased his value. And that's his argument, right? His argument is like, you guys were the problem, not me.
I would have thought the Dolphins would have done something like Devin Achane and a couple picks. You know what I mean? Like a first rounder and a chain. Because clearly the Dolphins are in a win now mode. And that's where they like Taylor.
I know people were pissed about Dalvin Cook not coming to Miami and now Jonathan Taylor. But I like that the Dolphins are being patient. They're not a power running team. So
no, they're zone running. But I think that he would still excel in their
I mean, he would do great because he's a fan. He's very talented.
You're not getting rid of Waddle. Like that's
no chance, dude.
Non-starter. I think they could have dealt a chain and a first rounder, and then the Colts should have jumped on something like that because the Colts, they're in a rebuild mode anyway. Get a first rounder, get a rookie running back. Trey Lance to the Cowboys was some big news.
Crazy, right?
I like it.
I like it too.
I like it a lot.
Well, now you've taken all the pressure off of Trey Lance to come onto the field. He's going to have a couple years behind a Dak Prescott who, I believe when we were talking about Trey Lance, I described him as like Dak Prescott with a little bit more athleticism and a better arm.
I love it. I think it's a great fit. But I think there's going to be some antsy Cowboy fans. They're going to be like itching to get him on the field at some point this year. If the Cowboys falter at all.
They're starting to think past Dak.
Yep.
If Dak Prescott keeps this consistent high risk, high reward.
How about the consistent inconsistency? Is that
the consistent inconsistency? The problem is, if you're a Cowboys GM and the Cowboys coach, that Prescott wins games. He just doesn't win them when they count. If you're the coach and you're the GM, you're looking at Dak and you're like, okay, we can keep our jobs with him.
Right.
We're not going to win the Super Bowl, but we're not getting fired because of him. And listen, if Trey Lance is Trey Lance, the guy that was drafted 3rd overall, I think he's a pretty solid pick.
Yeah. He'll slide right in there to winning games and not playoffs games.
Absolutely. No, perfect. I mean, listen, we don't know. Like, no one was saying Jimmy Butler was going to be this clutch performer in when it matters. There's just that winning.
Does he have? I also like the move just from a straight up backup standpoint.
Yep. Is he not the most talented backup in the NFL now?
I would say probably he is. Yeah.
Probably he is. I would say.
Oh, well, I don't know. Maybe with the exception of the guy who beat him out to be the backup in San Francisco, Sam Darnold, clearly also a backup and better than Trey Lance.
At least right now. You know, you look like Nick said you look German, but I say that you look like a guy that just fucks a ton of hipster chicks in Brooklyn. Like, you look like you just crush in like Williamsburg coffee shops. You're just like writing poetry.
Girls in Alaska love me, dude. I ride a bicycle around all the time.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude.
Do you have a 10-speed, dude? Do you have a 10-speed that you cruise on?
I need a handlebar mustache. That'll bring it really all together.
Dude, look, man, you gotta look, dude. You gotta open up a bean roaster and.
Oh yeah,
coffee. Oh yeah, bro. I look like I whip up a mean fucking espresso.
Oh fuck yeah.
Some bourbon bacon glazed donuts to go along with them. This is a good story. I like this one. Doug Peterson cut his son. They ended up re-signing him the next day to the practice squad, but it's like his son is, I think, a tight end. Undrafted, whatever. Like, talk about getting credibility with your team. You know what I mean? Like, cut your son from the squad. My uncle once cut my cousin from his team from high school. He coached high school basketball. Cut my cousin. Now, I have three cousins. Two of them were pretty good at basketball. One of them was really good. This was the one that was, he was definitely a football player. So like, I could even like tried out for the team. They're like, what are you doing? You know, so my uncle cut him. I thought that was really funny though. We'll do a quick over under before we get to our picks for the year. Games Jonathan Taylor starts for the Colts this year. I put the over under at 2.
Under. Starts or plays?
He's probably starting any game that he plays. Let's be honest.
Why would he play?
To raise his value back up, I think, actually.
He's not going to be able to do that until he puts a helmet on. Like, he's going to be a guy, like a struggle year to get his value back up.
No, I think that this is the struggle year that he puts on his helmet. And
I don't think it happens with the Colts. I think he's going to have to take a shitty contract and resign.
From what I heard, the Dolphins and the Packers were willing to pay him comparable to the best running backs in the league right now.
No, I think he's going with the under on that. I don't see a reason for him to play. I feel the same way about what Lonnie does.
Because he would just get hurt. He has such a high risk of injury. Like, what's the reason? Like, why would he do that? He just sit out, pay whatever fines or whatever shit that, you know.
Sitting out has not worked well for running backs historically.
I know that, but also this is Jonathan Taylor. Like, Jonathan Taylor is not Le'Veon Bell. Like, this is Jonathan Taylor, who is a like soft-spoken genius. Like, he is not a moron. I mean, you remember Jonathan Taylor, like in college, right? He won like Collegiate Athlete of the Year. Yeah. I think what he's doing is important for like advocacy. Running backs, in the course of 3 years, like, their value has gone like, you can be the best running back in the league and basically it's like, fuck you next year. The market for running backs, I hate what's going on with them because it's a vital part of the game. Like,
but also historically, you look at the teams that have won the Super Bowl and recently they don't have premier backs. And that is one of the reasons that the market is falling off for them. You had Pacheco and McKinnon last year. Who had those guys on their fantasy radar at the beginning of the season? I don't like it either because I love star running back play. It's exciting. It's fun. It's good for the league. And I want to see those guys do well and have success and have their teams have success. But I think until we start seeing that formula change, it's going to be difficult for running backs to get paid. I think he has to play to bring his value back up. And I don't think the Colts want to get rid of him. I think they want to keep him with Richardson and try to build something between the two of those guys because that could be dynamic. All right. Games before Cowboys fans start calling for Trey Lance. And we'll see. Two.
I just know Cowboys fans.
I didn't even set the over under. I set the over under at 6. I mean, I think that's more realistic because they could win a few games right out of the gate. But like,
you think I won't see one comment on Instagram when Dak throws an incomplete that says,
I'm saying like a large, you know, contingency of reasonable Cowboys fans. Not that there are that many of them that exist, but
no, there's not. Did you guys see that guy that named his kid Dallas Cowboys?
No. Is that legal?
I mean, anything's legal, dude.
Sure,
yeah.
Dallas is not a bad name. Cowboys, also not a bad name. I don't think putting them together is going to work very well. Kid's going to grow up to be a loser. Oh, that was too easy. I'm sorry. All right. Aww. What else we got? Over under. Number of times Doug Peterson will cut his son. All time. Career.
4. I'm taking the over, by the way. Of the
3. I got it. So the over under is 3 times that Doug Peterson will cut his son from the team in his lifetime. You're taking that means they'd have to bring him back 2 times, 2 more times. He's cut him once already and then signed him to the practice squad. Over under 3 times for Doug Peterson to cut his own child from his professional dreams.
Under
3.
I'm gonna go the over, but I think he does it one more time. 2.
I'm going to go over three. I think he's going to be one of these guys who's going to be on and off the squad a bunch. And also, are we bringing that stuff at the holidays? Are we talking about, I feel like every Christmas it's going to be like, so how many times have you cut? I don't even know his name, but we'll find out at some point. How many times have you cut your son from the team this year? I think you might cut him twice this year. Okay, let's do our picks. This is the exciting part of the preseason kickoff. You guys fill out your brackets, essentially. We'll start with the highest of the awards. We'll do the MVP. Who you got?
Patty.
Of course.
You got Mahomes? Babe,
can't go wrong. Yeah.
You can go wrong if he doesn't win.
I can't wait to see this. You took who?
I took Jalen Hurts.
Jalen Hurts. Okay.
I mean, he was very close to winning it last year. So defensive player of the year. I bet we're on the same page here.
Yep.
Parsons.
Okay. Parsons. We all picked him last year for defensive rookie of the year. So didn't we?
2 years ago.
2 years ago. We all had him defense rookie. All right. Here's where it gets interesting. Offensive player of the year. Sometimes it's the MVP. Lately, it hasn't been though.
Right. No, it's usually, yeah, right, exactly.
Like 50-50. Mm-hmm. So who you got?
I got McCaffrey.
I'm actually going to go with Justin Jefferson. He's going to do some things out there.
I also took Justin Jefferson. I was on the fence between him and McCaffrey, though. So we're all kind of close on the page there. Okay, defensive rookie of the year. This is always an issue. There's a lot of ways to go on this one.
This was a hard one for me because I loved the two contenders, Will Anderson from Alabama, Jalen Carter from Georgia. I watched a lot of Jalen Carter just because, like, I played defensive tackle in high school, and I just, like, I have never in my life seen someone that big move like that. I would say his ceiling is perennial all pro. Like, he could be an elite player in the NFL. And I noticed that his, like, junior year at Georgia. So yeah. I went with Jalen Carter. Will Anderson Jr. could easily win it.
Yep.
But I'm going to take Jalen Carter.
I went with Jalen Carter too.
All right. I went way out on a limb here. I took Christian Gonzalez, the cornerback for the Patriots. Belichick historically turn out great cornerbacks.
I was wondering this. I just saw a clip of Belichick with Ty Law the other day. Belichick is a DB's coach, right?
He was a special teams coach originally, but then he was a defensive coordinator. So
I thought he might have been. I know Nick Saban was a DB coach, but I thought he was a DB coach as well.
He certainly does very well with them. I don't know if that was ever his exact position. Very well could have been, but he gets the most out of his young cornerbacks. Like, I mean, he's turned undrafted guys into Pro Bowlers. It's a little bit of a dark horse pick, but I'm going that way. Offensive rookie of the year. A couple different ways to go here, but I bet we're all on the same page.
I think I went out on a limb. I went with Anthony Richardson.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That is a bit out on a limb. Certainly feasible.
He's going to have to sling it. If they're going to be good, it's going to have to be through him. So
I think they're going to have to win too many games for him to win it.
I am taking Bijan.
I'm also going Bijan.
Yeah.
Focal point of the offense. They're going to run it. Everything's going to go through him. Really, I mean, Algiers is good, but, like, he's going to be the main guy.
100%, dude.
So much volume. A weak division. He's going to have some huge games. I think his numbers are just going to stand out. All right, comeback player of the year. This one seemed almost ridiculous to do this year, but we did it last year, so we have to do it this year.
I went with Calvin Ridley.
Oh, really?
What do you mean? Have you seen the catches he's been making? I think he's going to come back with a vengeance this year.
I love the pick, but DeMar Hamlin's going to
be Hamlin. Oh, a 1,000,000%, dude. He just has to not die and comeback player of the year.
I know. Even if he died on the field, they'd still give it to him. Like, if he died again on the field, they would give it to him.
Dude, the thing is like, comeback player of the year is like a very political award. It's like what they want. It's like a press release. It's like, look at us. Like, we have such good feel-good stories. And DeMar Hamlin's eye.
Yeah, I wanted to pick a Ridley or something like someone like that. Mm-hmm. I wanted to pick Michael Thomas, obviously, my guy.
Jesus Christ. He doesn't know you exist, Nick. He just, like... Let it go. You're in a toxic relationship.
I am all in on Dynasty with him still. I still have him. Have you guys seen his projections? So, like, he's going to be starting in every league. I would have taken him in the 10th, probably. I don't know if I would have gone as high as Steve went for him, but that's Steve. Steve took Mahomes in the first round, so whatever. We had a lot of fun on Zoom, by the way, drafting. You guys should definitely do it with us next year. If we can't get everybody all together, because this is like, Lonnie was talking about having like a big draft party, and I would love to do that. But this was like the closest thing we could get. It was the most fun I've ever had drafting. Like, we had, Max was on with in Chicago at his buddy's house. And he was just looking at his friend like, I don't really know these guys that well. Like, I'm not, they're not my close friends.
He's like, I don't know them. I don't know them, guys.
Anyway. All right. Coach of the year. This one's always a very hard choice. There's always surprises.
This is just kind of a shot in the dark, because if he turns it around, everyone's going to say it's him, Sean Payton.
Yep. Good call.
Who do you got, Nick?
Dennis Allen, Saints. I think the Saints are going to win that division. I think they're going to win it handily. I think they're going to have a better team than people really expect them to. And I think Dennis Allen's going to get lots of credit.
I'm going Robert Saleh.
It's a very popular pick too. The only thing with Saleh is, as good as that team could be, he's not going to get all the credit. Good picks all the way around, I think. Okay, let's go down to divisions. AFC East.
Division. Obviously, number one in the AFC East, no doubt, the Dolphins.
He did it again. He did it again.
Did it again.
I wasn't far off last time.
I will say that the AFC East was the hardest one for me. That was the hardest one for me to choose.
It was very difficult. That and the AFC North, I had a really hard time sorting out as well. I went Bills, division champs, Lonnie.
I actually picked the Jets.
Did you? Ooh, I almost did too. Oh, so we're all okay. All right. So all three different.
I think the AFC East is where you're going to find your two wildcard teams.
I agree with that.
I agree. But in that order, it's going to be Dolphins, Bills, Jets, and Patriots for me.
Damn. We all have the Patriots last. It's the only thing we agree on.
Yeah. I mean, the Dolphins can win the Super Bowl this year. You know what I mean? And so can the Jets. I think the Bills, are going to take a step back this year. I think they're going to fall back. Their defense is in fucking shambles. They did not really ever get it together on offense last year in a consistent way. So I think they're going to take a pretty decent step back. The Jets are on the up, Bills down. Dolphins are going to be hanging around looking for like their moment. And I think it's going to be like probably the most interesting division.
When Tua was healthy, they were a top five team.
Oh, no. I think that's what I'm saying. It's like, I think they absolutely could, stand a chance to be.
They could be a top five team and still finish third in the division.
Sure.
Reality.
That's true. That's true.
This is the most talented division. 2 months there, in football, which is fun, dude. That it used to be like that. Like a couple years, like about 10, the Ricky Williams years, like.
Yeah,
East was the best division in football.
Sure. We had a couple Patriots, Jets, AFC championship teams.
Patriots, Jets, the Dolphins were good. Dolphins the Bills sucked, but like, dude, that was the most talented division.
All right, AFC North.
I mean, we're all going to go with the same number one, I think, right? The Bengals.
I got the same thing. I got Bengals, Ravens, Browns, Steelers.
I think you guys are, I think you're down on the Steelers in a way that you don't. The Steelers are going to make a gigantic leap forward this year. So I've actually got Bengals, Steelers, Browns, and the Ravens finishing last.
Ooh, spicy.
Interesting.
Okay. I think the Steelers are going to take a step forward, but I think the Ravens and Browns also will. I think that's going to be a very tough division, honestly. Okay, AFC South. This is looking ugly down there.
Yeah.
I just kind of went with Titans, Jags, Colts, and Texans. So
Titans?
Yeah.
Winning the division?
They still have a lot of talent, kind of.
Name me four players on the Titans right now.
DeAndre Hopkins, Derrick Henry.
Okay.
And their quarterback.
Yep. Right. Yep. What's his name? Yep.
Tannehill. And Treylon Burks.
Oh, and, yeah. Wow.
The
they're going to win the Super Bowl then. I didn't realize they had.
I'm high on their tight end, Okonkwo. I took them second. I took Jags first. I love the Jags this year. They're a dark horse sleeper for, you know, a deep playoff run. Titans second, just because of experience. Texans third, Colts fourth.
Disagree. I actually think you're going to see, I've got the Jags. I don't think they're a dark horse pick, Nick. I think you're going to see the Jags kind of in the conversation throughout the year. Etienne, Calvin Ridley, Trevor Lawrence, like
Evan Ingram came back. They got him back. They got Christian Kirk in the slot. Yeah.
Who'd they get back? Who'd you say?
Evan Ingram went back. He was a question mark, and they got him back on the squad. They are putting together a really tough, scary team. It all rides on Trevor Lawrence, but
so I've got Jags. I think the Colts are gonna surprise some people this year. I've got them at number two, Texans at number three, and I've got the Titans finishing. Legitimately, I think the Titans are going to be the worst team in football this year.
Really?
Ooh, yeah. Yikes.
Yeah,
I think the Cardinals are by far the worst team in football.
Well, I think it's Titans, Cardinals. Like, I think that those are your bottom feeders this year.
Not even the Commanders. Skipping over that.
I think Titans dead last. Cardinals, Commanders, Packers. Like, it's going to be like that.
Ooh, he's sleeping on the pack. All right.
Not sleeping. Just observing.
We'll get to it. Let's get down these. Let's go division by division now. AFC West. Everybody got the Chiefs first?
Chiefs first.
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Chargers, Broncos, Raiders.
Same.
So I have Chiefs, Chargers, Broncos, Raiders. Yeah.
Also, okay. No points scored on that one. We're all on the same. NFC East. Got Eagles first.
Eagles first.
Eagles.
And then I got Cowboys, Giants, Commanders.
Yep. Same for me.
Same.
All right. Those two are a wash. NFC North. This one got a little tricky for me. I took Lions first.
Interesting. I don't hate it. I do not.
I hate it, bro, because Dan Campbell is such like a nice guy. Everyone thinks he's like an X's and O's guy now. I was like, no, this team is going
to fall. They played amazing last year, dude. Like, once they started to put it together, like, they really started to put some nice wins together.
Yeah.
Weren't they like the number one scoring offense or something? But that also means that's how terrible their defense was.
Their defense was,
and really, I don't think it's improved.
It's Detroit, man. They just don't have the talent. But like, that goes to show you that like they're putting something together.
And they made a couple of defensive signings this offseason, I want to say too. Didn't they get CJ Gardner Johnson, I think?
Possibly.
And you got Hutchinson on his second year. That's usually a nice jump that he's going to take. I think they drafted some defense as well. So who you guys got for first in this division?
Vikings.
Same.
Okay. I went Lions, Bears, Vikings, Packers. I think the Bears.
Okay.
I think they're all going to be, I think the Vikings are going to take a big step back. And I think the Bears are actually going to be better than people expect them to.
Well, I think the Bears are going to be better than people expect them to, but the Vikings are not. I don't think they're going to take a step back. I think they're going to stay where they've been, which is like a moderate to decently talented football team, which they still are. Like, they did most of last year without a high production year from Dalvin Cook. Like, they were really able to put some fucking nice wins together. They added Jordan Addison, who honestly I was considering as an offensive rookie of the year candidate. Like,
I shuffled this whole division around like five times. I didn't know. It's hard to pick. I think any of them could kind of come out.
I got Vikings, Packers, Lions, Bears.
Vikings, Lions, Bears, Packers.
Wow, we are pretty much all over the place on that one. That's good.
Yeah.
Packers are going to be ass.
I think so too. I agree. Yeah.
Really? I feel the opposite. No. I think they're going to do something.
No, Packers are going to be I think they're going to have, they're going to be like a 6-win team.
Yeah.
If that.
They'll be exciting. They'll be fun and exciting and young. They're going to make a lot of mistakes, but some splash plays.
Sure.
I think the Bears are going to fall apart, and the Packers are going to take advantage of some games.
Like, yeah, the Packers were flirting with being really shitty last year.
Mm-hmm.
And it took the best quarterback, one of the best quarterbacks in NFL history, to, like, get them over that hump. And you do not have anyone on that team nearly in any sort of discussion about even being like a premier offensive player outside of like the AJ Dillon, Aaron Jones conversation. But like, everyone's gone. Alan Lazard left, Randall Cobb, like all of their like premier talent.
It's a full rebuild. They have two talented rookie wide receivers from last year who are pretty high picks. You got Jordan Love, developmental stage.
I think he sucks. I think he's a big mistake, and he's going to be out in a year or two.
Well, you got to give him a shot. This is their shot.
Got to give him a shot. This is it.
Try it out. See what happens. So this is their try it out year.
And well, they're going to be trying it out with their number three pick in the draft next year.
From the bottom of the division. Okay. Yep. We're in agreement on that. So NFC South, this one also has potential to get ugly fast. I took the Saints to win the division. Obviously, you guys all got the Saints. Okay. That one was not that hard to pick for me, honestly. Mm-hmm. I think they're going to be good. The Falcons, I took second, then the Bucks, then the Panthers.
It was similar picks. I went Saints, Falcons, Panthers, Bucks.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't see anyone on the Bucks that got it together.
Those two are flip-flopping for me. I just don't believe in the Panthers yet.
I actually do. I have the Panthers at number two.
Ooh.
Ooh. And then I've got Saints, Panthers, Falcons, Bucks.
Saints, Panthers, Falcons, Bucks. Okay, yeah. Those bottom three are all kind of interesting.
Panthers and Falcons, I think they're gonna be like 7-8 win teams. They're gonna be right around each other most of the year.
The whole three of the bottom, I have between 5 and 7 wins between all.
And it's gonna come down to whatever the last game they play against each other. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So
all right, NFC West. I bet we don't have much. I bet we're all the same on this one, if I had to guess. 49ers first.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Seahawks, Rams, Cardinals.
Yes, sir.
Exactly.
Okay. There were a few divisions I figured would be all exactly the same. Okay, now this is where it gets interesting. NFC Championship. What'd you guys
all right, making a comeback this year. Eagles, Niners. Let's do it again.
Okay.
I like it. Those are very popular picks. Lonnie, what you got?
I promise you what I'm going to tell you is not me being a fucking idiot. Okay.
I'm
not going to promise you the same thing.
It's based on actual, like, I really researched it this year. Like, mm-hmm. I really sat and thought about it. I think you've had a.
Who's your source? Trust me, bro.
No, my source is NFL analysts and NFL reporting who always overpredict the Cowboys. I will say that. But this year, the thing that the Cowboys have always been missing is an elite defense. Like, they play well, especially on fantasy. They score a lot of points, get a lot of sacks. Like, they intercept the ball, but then they never, like, translate that into wins. Mm-hmm. But I think you've added some real key pieces to the defense this year that really are going to – like, Stephon Gilmore, if he is able to stay healthy and stay on the field, like, you've got Donovan Wilson – Leighton Vander Esch is back. You've got,
Brandon Cooks. You got Brandon Cooks, man.
Well, I'm just talking about the defense.
I know, right? But I'm just saying they added pieces. I don't
to really translate to, I think, at least a championship game berth.
Okay.
And I say I've got Eagles, Cowboys,
and NFC East. Well, we all have the Eagles in the championship game again. So we're all on the same page there. I took another dark horse here. I went with the Lions. I think the Lions are going to slip through and get to the NFC Championship game.
Yeah, they're going to trade for
Michael Thomas. Not a chance, dude.
They're going to trade for Michael Thomas. And then it's going
to
be, you know.
I'll tell you why I like the Lions to get to the NFC Championship game. They have a good quarterback. He's been to the Super Bowl. He's not overpaid. They got a lot of young talent on rookie contracts right now. They got Jahmyr Gibbs. They've got Amon-Ra St. Brown. They've got Jameson Williams, who's going to be coming back after the 6-game suspension. They are loaded with talent right now. They got to coach the players like they're in a weak division. They might end up playing a home field game against the Cowboys. Let's see. AFC Championship.
Dolphins and Chiefs, bro. Let's do it.
Lonnie?
I've got Chiefs-Jets.
I also have Chiefs-Jets. We're all on the Chiefs and the Eagles to get back to the championship game. Okay, so who's going to the Super Bowl then?
I'm sorry, Chiefs, yeah, and 49ers.
Chiefs, Niners, and you're taking the Niners to win in a payback game.
No, Chiefs.
You're taking the Chiefs to win?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Lonnie, who you got?
I've got Chiefs, Eagles, and the Super Bowl rematch.
Chiefs, Eagles, Super Bowl rematch. It is so hard to repeat. I got Jets, Eagles in the Super Bowl, and I have the Eagles winning it this year.
Interesting. I have the Chiefs winning the Super Bowl.
All right, so we're all pretty close again. Give me one dark horse Super Bowl team.
Fucking Cowboys, motherfucker. All right. That's my dark horse pick, dog.
I think the Jags and the Lions are both my favorite dark horse teams. Have fun at the game tonight, man. We'll do another pod Monday night, the first Monday night. Okay, cool.
All right, dude.
Talk to you later.